This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisrael, Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hashem, welcome everyone. We're continuing in the Mishnas Sofra. Mishnas Sofra is the end of Siman Lamed Vav, about the proper way to write the Oisiyos. We're on the second to last line on the first column. The Mishnah Berurah just brought five lines from the bottom that to separate two letters that are touching are permitted, and it's not considered Shloi Kesidron to go back and separate two letters that are touching, because if they have the Tsuras HaOisiyos, or for example, a Yud and a, of the Aleph, or of the Shin, or the Ayin, or the Regal of the Tuf that are not touching, and the kid could read it and it basically looks like that letter. So the halacha is you could go back and fix it because it has the Ikar Tsuras HaOis. Says the Mishnah Berurah and the Mishnah Seifrim. V'yira, it would seem, the Kolze Dafkam Ein Nikar Predas Alahadya. The only time you could fix a letter that its joints are disattached is only if it's not outright apparent. Ha'im Nikar Lahadya, if it's outright apparent, Afa Gav Dehatinoi Koyre Kain, even though the kid says yes, Aleph, Shin, Ayin, Kivan She'ein Surasa Aleha, since its image is not on it, Havi Koisev Shaloi Kisidron. That's considered writing Shaloi Kisidron. Now Rabbi Kiveger disagrees, and we had this before in Siman Lamed Beis. The Hagun Rabbi Kiveger b'chidusha Palagaza. B'chim b'irarnu sham b'siman Lamed Beis ha'halacha v'ayin sham. Sh'b'irarnu sh'b'eiza davar gam Hagun Rabbi Kiveger moedil ha'prim agadim. Look over there in what situation even Rabbi Kiveger would agree that it would be an issue. Now, in other words, like this, the Mishnah Sofrim is saying that if it's Ein Nikar Predasai, you could go back and fix it. But if it's Nikar Predasai, you cannot go back and fix it, even though a kid is going to be reading it properly. Now, he brings here that Rabbi Kiveger argues on this. Let's see further, because this is the Prima Gadim's opinion. In other words, the Prima Gadim holds that if it's recognizable outright, you can't go back and fix it. If it's not recognizable outright, then you could fix it. When could you go out and fix it? That's if the missing thing doesn't make it look like a different letter. When could you fix it when it's not Nikar Lahedya? That's if it doesn't look like a different letter. But if, let's say, the Yud or the Tzadi, if it's not touching, it looks like a Yud and a Nun, or a Ches, Shabaregel Smala Yesh Hefresh, Dakbin Regel Hagag. Or, for example, a Ches, where the leg, if it's not touching, the roof, the nerekehei, then az afilu im irashatina karla is kitsurasa rila ein mayo taken mishum delay kisidran. Okay. So now he's qualifying this. This din, that if it's not nikar lahedya, you're allowed to fix it. That's only if it has the tsura of the letter. But if it starts to look like any other letter, you cannot go and fix it. Vida, didasa prima godamaza. The Prima Gadim holds that even in this past case, meaning not the last thing that he said, the last thing he said, everyone agrees is no good. But the Prima Gadim is of the opinion that when it's Ein Nikar Predasa Lahedya, and the child reads the letter properly, Tikkun will not help. So, who holds that tikkun will help? That's Rabbi Kiva Eger. That's the machlokes Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Prima Gadim. That when it's ein nikar preidan sari lahedya, Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that you'd be allowed to fix it. It seems like Prima Gadim holds you cannot. Va'ayin b'simen lamed beis shabirarnu sham da'al kalpanim b'shas hadchak yesh lahakal b'zed debahani tikkun. That at least b'shas hadchak tikkun will help. Okay, here's another rule. Here's another rule. Now we're gonna get up the picture here. Okay, here we go. You ready for this? Kasavida Prima Gadim called the Milsa. The Prima Gadim writes another rule. Kosha ain koisev. Anytime you're not writing, rak moichek, let's say you're just erasing, oi moichek, or extend continuing ink. If you go back and either erase or extend, it's not shaloi kisidron. Hamashal, here's the mashal. La avoisecha malevav. Let's say the word la avoisecha is spelled male. Let's say you spelled it male with a vav. It's not supposed to be male with a vav. You spelled lamin aleph vez taf yud chaf, and you spelled it with a vav. So now you have to go back and erase the vav. So limchay kavav. Aye, but now it looks like two words. It looks like la'av and secha. So you know what you do? Now you erase and you extend the vase. You extend the vase. So you say, wait a second. This is Shaloi Kisidron. I'm erasing and I'm extending. Meshicha lav klum of it. Meshicha is not doing anything. Don't tell me I made a vase because it was a vase before. It just, I made it that it was two words and then I fixed it. That's not considered Shaloi Kisidron. Aval, vadai. Nun, if originally I made the bays like a nun, kefufa, you made it like a regular nun, and then you extend it to be a bays like in diagram two, where you originally wrote la anoisecha, and you realize, first of all, I'm not supposed to make the vav, I have to raise the vav. Oh, and I made a nun, let me extend it to a bays. Not, you're out. Have a shaloi kesidron. Let's say I wrote the letter properly. And then it got ruined. Since the tsurais tsuras ha'ois is ruined, was nullified. Why? You need it to be kisidron at all times. Veloy dummy lemukaf gvil deloy kapid kra rak ashas ksiva tabashakasa bifnimba irech. This is not like the requirement that it has to be surrounded by parchment, which we say that's only an issue when you wrote it. But if later something happened and it's not mukaf gvil, you could fix it. That's because the Torah is only makbid on mukaf gvil at the time of the ksiva. Mashain kain kisidron has to be at all times. Sometimes making a dot is an issue of shalei kesidron. Let's say you write al yarecha. Ukshatem la'ois al yarecha. You should make a sign on your arrows or whatever the word yarecha means. On your smicha, I don't know. And then you realize, oh, I made a resh. Shalei kagon shikaz a resh magam dalad. Now I have to square off with ink. V'tzarech l'raveya b'diyoy k'mash shikaz a simulam b'diyoy. Then su mifsal mishum shalai kisidron. Now it's going to be a problem of shalai kisidron. Haklal kol she'ein tsuras ala. Anytime the letter does not have the right form, v'koisev nekuda, and you make even a dot. Ba'idei zen eskashar ois yesh maza mishum shalai kisidron. Okay, one more rule, and then I know it's going to be very hard for everyone to sleep tonight because tomorrow we're going to be learning the letter Aleph. This is a big day tomorrow. I know before you were 3 years old and they brought you to yeshiva, you couldn't sleep the whole night, but you haven't seen anything like, you thought you learned the Aleph then? No. Tomorrow's a big day. Okay, another rule from the Prima Gadam about Chag Tuchos. Oid Dvarim Achadim Ein Chag Tuchos. Kol Makom Shenemar V'Kasa. Anytime the Torah says you should write, Kagan B'Tfilin, Mezuzos, Sefer Torah, get Hasel Boi Chag Tuchos, which means you have to write it. You can't allow the letters to form by erasing. Let's say just the kutsa shayud was formed through chaktuchas. Let's say on the word b'nei. So what you did is you made a very thick top of the yud. So you want to scratch off the bottom to make a little thorn coming out of the bottom or a thorn coming out of the top. Ma'akev. Kivan debalaya hakoitz layam eskasher oisadayin. Since without the thorn, the letter is not kosher. Now what about signing a get with chaktuchas? It's a matter of aguna will be kosher. Even though the Torah doesn't say the kasav, but nevertheless, by chasimas ede haget makpidin lechatchila k'may b'chol haget. Fine. V'hinei inyan chaktuchos sarchasav b'zor b'ma'id. Regarding chaktuchos, the sofer has to be very careful. The inyanav aruchin. It's a very lengthy subject. Ayn b'simin lamed beis of yedayin yeches ach nekayt haklal abiyatcha. Grab a hold of the following rule: ki hafachu mishalay kisidron. Basically, the laws of chag tuchos are the exact opposite of shalay kisidron. Shasham goyer umaychek umaychek loy have a shalay kisidron. There, when it comes to out of order, erasing and scraping and extending is not shalay kisidron b'chanal. Now, what's the difference between goyrer and moichek? Goyrer is when it's dried ink. Moichek is wet ink. Uvechaktuchos nahafoichu. Goyrer umoichek umoichek. Anytime you scrape, erase, or draw, toshein amaisa begufa ois, if you're not doing an act in the actual letter, umashlima adayin havechaktuchos. Hadimyan, here's an example. Beis shenasas kitsurasa. Let's say you have a good bays. Oy samach or v'kaf v'chadam shenafal tipas diyai. A little droplet of ink fell in l'toich hacholal. Achar shenigmar behechsher. V'nifsad tzuras ha'idei zay. Here, look, you have the letter la'avoisecha. And a little ink fell in the vase. And now it looks like a pei. La'aposecha. V'efsher afil latina karei. So koshin right. Shane Surasalat. The kid might read a la avoisecha, but we see it doesn't look like a vase, looks like a pei. Then it's not going to help to scrape off the dot, because you're making a vase not by writing it, but by removing. Loi mahani ligrarati bahi. The chol shenipsala, once the letter is pasal, butlak siva kamaisa. The original writing is batal. Va'ata have a chak tuchais. Now you're engraving the inside. The holoi oven maisa begufa. You're not doing an act in the letter. You're just scraping. You're scraping the interior of the letter. Even if afterwards you draw the bays. So you'll say, okay, I'll scrape the interior of the pay. And now I'll do a maisa to the guf of the letter by extending it. Hey, pal, you have a vase. You're not doing anything by extending it. You can make it more vasey. Once a vase is a vase, it's not, but I made it more of a vase. No, either it is or it's not. You can't be more of a vase. You can't be more or less vasey. Either you are or you're not. Even if you then extend the roof or the bottom of the vase, it was a vase. It was just a puzzle vase. So you can't make it more of a vase. It doesn't become a kosher vase by making it more vasey. Even bigger case. Let's look at number 7. Mezuzos. But instead of writing mezuzos, he wrote machais. So you say, no problem. I made a ches. I'll just take off the roof. You call a roofer, and you take off the roof of the ches. So now it's two zayin. Let's say ches b'makam bei zayin. Loi mahani sheyigra hachartam. It's not going to help to scrape off the nose. V'yisharu bei zayin. Why? Because you didn't do a maisa on the guf of the Zion. What do you mean? I scratched the nose. The nose is not part of the Zion. I didn't do a maisa on the guf of the Zion. But let's say like this in diagram eight, let's make it bigger. Let's say you need to do an act to be mashlemet. In other words, you're scraping off the nose, but you have to make it into a zayin. So that's okay. Even though chaktuchas made the top of the zayin into a zayin, but it wasn't, it didn't become a zayin through your chaktuchas. Kane Mavor be Ebn Ezra Simon Kof Chav Hei Ois Gimel Magen Avram Belamed Beis Ois Chav Gimel Ava Atah Sham Pik Pei Gaza Ayin Sham Ba Ois Yud Ve Ayin Le El Belamed Beis Sif Yud Zayin Sif Yud Chesh Mavor Sham Hakol Be Arhete Ve Gam Be Arnu Ktsas Dine Chak Tuchos Bechol Ois Ve Ois Befrad Oid Eza Klom Ba Prim Gan Bide Hakof As Kvil. More from the Prima Gundam regarding it has to be encircled by Partron Head Takdim Besoif HaKuntrit Ayin Sham. So tomorrow, tell your friends, tell your cousins, tell your relatives. Tomorrow we learn Ois Aleph, and maybe if we're good, we'll learn Ois Beis as well. Okay, have a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.